Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're tuning in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us this afternoon. We have a very special guest that's joining us this afternoon, and he's helping us to celebrate a significant milestone for us here on this program. You know, when we started this program back in July 2003, we really had no idea where it was going to take us. Back on WNPR 90.1 FM in my home state of Mississippi. Since then, because of the response, we've been able to grow and continue to improve, I feel like, over the years. And this evening, we are celebrating a first for our show, our 700th guest of the year. And today, we're going to be speaking with Emmy Award-winning songwriter Trey Bruce. He's making his first appearance here on our program. He's going to be talking to us not only about his love of music, but also, of course, he's a group part of the group King's Bullet. We're going to be talking to him about the group, what it's been like for him to be able to create music, and also we're going to be hearing one of the singles from the brand new project from King's Bullet as well. You know, I think one of the things that I've enjoyed the most over the past 9 years is being able to, for one, meet interesting individuals myself over the years, but also to be able to share those interviews with each one of you. I think you'll find that this afternoon's program will be able to do just that, be able to introduce you maybe to music that maybe you had not heard of, but also to be able to give you some inspiration, because I think one of the things that I realized about Trey when I was getting ready for this segment is that he, like so many other people, he knows what he's passionate about. He's able to share that passion with all of us. And for him, it's music. For you, it might be something totally different. But I think what you'll get from this conversation is that no matter what your passion is, the important thing is the truth of it and making sure that you're staying true to it and being able to follow that truth to wherever it leads you. For him, of course, I mentioned that he is an Emmy Award-winning songwriter. The other member of King's Bullet is also a highly recognized songwriter. I think you'll find that, you know, when you do what you're supposed to do, that your gift will continue to make space for you, and you'll be able to enjoy that success regardless of where you are. I think another thing I learned from Trey, too, as I was getting ready for this show, is that, you know, they think, and we've said it before on this show, especially this year, that a lot of times you think you have to be in a certain place in order to be a star. But I think what Trey has also shown is that you can be a star wherever you are. And again, it's really about being able to let your gift shine through. And if you're able to do that and being able to do it in a way that you're able to not only share it with other people, but also have other people benefit from it, I think that is one of the great things about being talented and being able to showcase what that talent is. King's Bullet is a group that you'll be able to support at the end of our program. The single we're going to be hearing is actually available for only 99 cents on Amazon.com, so I know you're going to enjoy that. We're also going to let you know how you can stay in contact with Trey as well as with the group King's Bullet. As with all of our shows, we'll have this as an interactive program where if you're listening to us, of course, online through blogtalkradio.com, the switchboard will be open by my producer, Jeff. You'll be able actually during the interaction with Trey, to be able to post there on our message board. You can actually communicate with those that are also listening to the show live, as well as if any questions that you might have during the conversation. I'll try to fold those in as well as we're going throughout the program with him. Again, we want to thank our listeners that are joining us here again for this monumental event for us. The first time in the 9 years I've done this show that we've had 700 guests in 1 year. I think, again, it's a tribute not only to the work that we do here, but the support that all of you have given us over the years, both on the radio and now, of course, for the past 5 years through blogtalkradio.com. You know, literally thousands of you guys join us every day, and we wouldn't be able to continue to do what we do if we did not have that support. So please know that you are appreciated, and that even though it's my voice that you guys hear, you guys are the ones that really helped me to have this platform, and I do appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and turn it now over for our guest. As I mentioned today, we're speaking to Emmy Award-winning songwriter Trey Bruce. He's making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about the passion that he has had for music, but the different ways that he's been able to share that passion, not only with other artists, but also, of course, as an artist himself. You know, he is a part of the group King's Bullet, as I mentioned. They have, of course, a brand new project just released this month. He's here to talk to us about that project. And, of course, as I mentioned, too, he's going to be introducing music from the project as well. My producer, Jeff, is getting ready to bring Trey into the conversation. I want to, again, of course, remind you guys that if you do happen to miss any of the past shows, and we had a great afternoon program earlier with Rona Elliott, who's the rock journalist who wrote the new book on Mick Jagger and Keith, the new book about the Rolling Stones. If you happen to miss any of the past shows, you can always go back to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. There you can be able to listen to them completely for free. Also, as we always try to remind you guys, we do try to post these show links on Facebook and Twitter, so you can always go back and check our Twitter feed, as well as if you're on our Facebook page. You can also go back and you can find the links there for the interview for Rona, as well as all of our guests for this year. We have available completely for free through our friends at blogtalkradio.com, as well as through iTunes as well. They're available for free there as well. While my producer is getting Trey in, and Trey, I want to apologize. They had a slight technical issue there on your side, on our side, I should say, in being able to merge the Blog Talk side with the radio side, and that happened sometime. So we ask that you please just bear with us for a minute while we get that fixed. While we are getting that ready, though, I want to let you guys know that we are not going to be having a primetime show this evening in lieu of some things that are going on that you guys will find out about later on this week. We are not going to be having the primetime show today. It will return tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Of course, it's 5 p.m. for our friends that join us on the West Coast. What we're doing, we're getting some things lined up. You guys may have heard about our nomination we've gotten from the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. We're getting some press things together for that. So I'll be tied up with that this evening. So there will not be a primetime show this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern for our radio listeners, as well as those who tune in on Blog Talk as well for that program. But we will be returning tomorrow. So we hope that you guys will be able to join us for that beginning at the 8 p.m. hour. We're going to take a very quick break here. When we come back, Trey Bruce will be joining us live again from the group King's Bullet. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you stay with us.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. We're now able to bring back in our good friends joining us through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. As I mentioned before the break on the radio side, on the radio side, you guys, I think, were the only ones who heard the break because of a technical issue. But we have Emmy Award-winning songwriter Trey Bruce is making his first appearance here on our program today. Trey, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Cyrus. How are you?
Doing really well, and thank you for dealing with us while we were dealing with the technical issues here on our side. For those listening to us through Blog Talk, we appreciate you staying with us. You know, we're going to be listening to the new music from King's Bullet, of course, today on the program, and it's really, I think, one of the powerful songs from the new project, One Brick Shy, and we'll tell our listeners how they can get that. But, Trey, I wanted to start off by talking about this career that you've had in music. I mean, when you look at the work that you've been able to do and the artists you've been able to work with, what has it been like for you to do, as I mentioned in my introduction, to do something that you're obviously so passionate about?
Well, you know, there's been many days and nights along my career where I had to pinch myself to be sure I wasn't dreaming. I mean, I've been really lucky, and I've worked really hard. I've worked with a lot of artists that I was really passionate about, some people that were that I was really influenced by early on, and I wound up working with them later on in life. I really can't say enough about what a pleasure it's been to just be a songwriter and get to move from one format to another and work with all kinds of artists.
Well, it doesn't seem like you are at all, I mean, held captive to a particular genre, Trey. Is it just music overall and the ability to tell a story through it that captivates you, or what is it that draws you to that art form, that being songwriting?
Well, I always wanted to be a writer. As a musician, I was in bands as a kid, but I didn't really want to be an artist as much as I wanted to write, and I didn't know at the time when I started getting my first few breaks that I would find that there were really no boundaries between rock and country and pop and alternative music. It was just really changing the dialect of the language a little bit to just really slip under the door of each of those formats.
Right. Right. And so when you look then at, again, the artists you've worked with and now to be able to share your own voice, I mean, does it seem like almost a new beginning for you when you step into the booth yourself?
It's really different. I tell you, I didn't plan on doing this. I've always planned on not doing it. And then when the opportunity came in such a natural way, I just found myself thinking, wow, you know, maybe this is a good time to just concentrate on this for a minute, because it definitely wasn't something we planned.
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned, of course, you're half of the group, King's Bullet. Along with your partner, songwriter in her own right, Loni Rose. You guys have this group. How did the name come about? Because that was one of the questions that I got from one of our listeners on blogtalkradio.com. Trey, how did the name King's Bullet come about?
You know, I wrote King's Bullet by myself, the song, a couple of years ago, and I hired Lonnie to be the demo singer. You know, in Nashville, there's lots of singers that we just hire for demos. Mm-hmm. And I thought her voice was really unique, and I put her on the song, paid her a demo singer's wages, and then months later, when people started saying, you guys should do more of this, and for a lack of a better name for a band, I just said, why don't we just call it King's Bullet? It's got a nice ring to it. And so that's what we did.
The rest, as they say, is history, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. for those that are just joining us, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Emmy Award-winning songwriter Trey Bruce. He's making his first appearance here on our program. He, along with Lonnie Rose, are King's Bullet. He was just sharing with us the story of how the group came about. The song that we're going to hear is One Brick Shy. As I mentioned, Trey, before you came in, it's available through our partner, Amazon.com, as the album is. The individual singles are available for less than a buck. But talk to us about One Brick Shy and how it came about. You guys have a very almost haunting video that goes along with it that's available on your website. So tell us about the song.
It's a sad song. It's a song that a lot of people, just about anybody, can relate to at one point in their life or another, or their sister or their brother or their dad or their next-door neighbor. It's just about two people living in a house, and they've just become isolated, and they're living in these little cylinders within the house, just behind a wall, and it's just really going to take another brick or two, and they'll be completely walled off from each other.
Yeah, yeah. Really powerful. What I'm going to do, Trey, is let our listeners be able to enjoy this song. When we come back, I want to ask you, I mean, as a songwriter working with another talented songwriter, you know, what do you hope individuals take away from this album? And also, we're going to let them know how they can find out more about the group, okay?
Okay.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking again with Trey Bruce. He's half of the group King's Bullet. Here is the single One Brick Shy. We'll be right back when she stays with us.
Just one breath.
That was King's Bullet with One Brick Shy here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We're speaking to one half of King's Bullet right now. Trey Bruce is making his first appearance on the program. Trey's been talking with us a little bit about this journey that has led him to where he is now, half of this group, along with Alani Rose. He talked to us about how the name of the group came about, and, of course, that was the single you just heard there is One Brick Shy. We're going to tell you guys in a moment how you can get that single and others as well. You know, for you, Trey, I'm curious. You know, success means different things for different people. I ask this question sometime of recording artists like you who have been able to reach levels that many people would love to be in. Of course, you know, who wouldn't want an Emmy? I wouldn't be able to get one because I can't sing, and I don't think I'm that good of a writer. but there are many people who that is something they would look for. Do you find yourself having to top yourself or have that feeling that you have to be just as good or better as your last project?
Yeah, I think I'm always frustrated. I think that's part of being an artist, whether an artist or a writer or whatever. You want your next thing to be as good and better than the one before. Every time I've ever had a cut on a particular artist, I always wanted another one on them the next time they came around, and I always was let down if I didn't get one. So, yeah, you measure your next by your last.
Yeah. So do you feel as though in that regard, Trey, that you are your biggest critic, that you, I mean, regardless of what others might say about you or your music, that you're the one who's probably the hardest on yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be, I think, to really be subjective and to make it great. Otherwise, you just slough it off and do it quick and move on to something else.
Yeah.
That's why we spend weeks and months on this stuff, because we want it to be great.
Right. Well, I think it definitely shows. Again, the new project just came out this month. So talk to us about what you hope listeners are able to get from this project. When they pop it in, when they're able to start playing the tracks, or when they hear a particular track, Trey, what do you hope they take away from King's Bullet that makes them kind of feel something, I think, or at least think about something a little bit differently? Just like that song I mentioned, you know, the video, I mean, the song itself is, I mean, it's a powerful song, but to watch that video, it's almost, you know, we all know what it feels like to be in a room with someone and still feel by ourselves. So what do you hope people are able to take away from your music that will kind of linger with them?
Man, I hope they take an emotional experience away. I hope they hear one of these songs and just shake their head and go, man, I know exactly what he's talking about. You know, because it's really heartfelt human songs. We try to write really touchy subjects really honestly and in plain speak.
Well, I think you accomplished that. I think this is definitely something that people will be able to enjoy. As I mentioned, of course, because of the way that people get their music now, the single that we heard here, One Brick Shy, can be purchased by itself thanks to our partners. I like it, Amazon.com, but also you can get the entire album there as well. Trey, why don't you tell our listeners how they can find out more information about the group and what's coming up next, guys?
Right now, I think all of our internet presence can be all spiders out from kingsbullet.com. You go there, you can reach our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Tumblr, blogs, all those things. Kingsbullet.com.
All right, so kingsbullet.com is where you can go, and I'm liking you guys on Facebook. Definitely encourage our listeners to do the same. Of course, Trey is on Twitter as well. You can find him there at Trey Bruce. We actually tagged him as we were posting about this show earlier. And Trey, I'm glad you could come on. Again, I apologize for those online difficulties we had there at the beginning of the program. It's one of those things. But thanks to our engineer, Jeff, he will, by the time this is edited for our later listeners, they will never even know any of that happened. So
that's right.
So it's one of the great things about it. But again, kingsbullet.com, everyone, make sure you do visit the website. Trey, congratulations again to Lonnie and you both. And we hope you'll come back. We'd love to talk with you again.
Thank you, Cyrus. Happy 700th.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing it with us. We really appreciate that. Again, everyone, Trey Bruce, everyone, one half of King's Bullet. Make sure you do pick up the album. Go to kingsbullet.com. Also, it is available through amazon.com, of course, a partner of ours here at Conversations Live. Make sure you do get it there. And then, of course, write your review. I'll be writing one myself this afternoon. Hope you guys will join me and let them know what you think about the songs, what you think about the music. I think they will appreciate that as well as other music lovers as well. That's going to do it for us for this live edition of our program. For those that are tuning in, of course, on the radio side, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we will not be having a primetime show this evening. We're doing some press for the nomination we just got for our magazine, so I won't be with you guys live this evening. There will be a podcast available, though, on conversationsliveradio.com. I hope you'll take advantage of that. For our online listeners, as always, about 5 minutes after we go off the air, you'll be able to catch the podcast, so we hope you will do that and share it with your friends as well. As I mentioned, there will be a revised course podcast because of the technical issues we had there early on, but we hope you will be able to share it. And thank you guys again for making our 700th special. We appreciate all of you, appreciate the support, and this show again will be nothing without any of you. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.